plastic in your body. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Bisphenol A, or BPA, is a chemical that's used in some plastics. And studies have suggested BPA could be linked to some really serious health problems like prostate and breast cancer and early puberty in kids, even at very low levels. Rebecca Williams is here. Reb, you've been looking at a new study in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives.
Yeah, Lester. Scientists thought our main exposure to BPA was through food because of plastic linings in cans and other containers. They also thought BPA didn't stay in our bodies very long. But these researchers found that people who fasted for up to 24 hours still had levels of this chemical in their bodies, only a little bit lower than people who'd just eaten.
All right, well, what does that mean?
Well, we could be getting exposed to BPA in some other major way besides food, like water. You know, some water bottles and plastic water pipes actually contain BPA. Or BPA stays in our bodies for longer than people thought, or both. Dr. Rick Stallhut is the lead author of this study, and he says there are some ways to reduce your exposure from food.
You'd probably have to get food that was mostly fresh and cook it yourself and try not to use polycarbonate plastic to store food whenever you can avoid it.
He says you can also eat fewer canned foods and use containers and bottles that don't have BPA.
Makes sense. All right. Thanks, Reb.
Thanks, Lester.
In Ankeny, Iowa, they found a new source of salt for the roadways. I'm on the phone now with Public Works Administrator Al Olson. What are you using?
A local spice manufacturer within our community contacted us in regards to having excess garlic salt and said, rather than landfilling this product, would you guys have a use for it? We said, absolutely. And so Tone Spices brought us 9 tons of salt that we have currently spread throughout the city of Ankeny.
Is there a smell?
Absolutely. There wasn't probably a person in Ankeny that didn't have a tinge of garlic salt smell in their garage.
Mr. Olson, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
This is the Environment Report. You know, too much of the time we have to tell you about one bad thing or another that's happening, so it's kind of nice to find some good news. Sean Ali is just back from Dubuque, Iowa, and Sean, what in the world was in Dubuque that's got you all geeked about it?
Well, actually, Lester, it's one of the best places to witness firsthand the environmental comeback kid, the bald eagle. I went to a bald eagle watch in Dubuque and found hundreds of people who braved some really cold temperatures just to get a peek at some. I met a woman named Barb Farrenbach. She's from Wisconsin, and she traveled to Dubuque to see the eagles.
I have a camera, and I have a lens that can take pictures of bald eagles, and I had to get them.
Hey, what's the draw?
Oh, I can remember in the 70s, bald eagles were not going to exist any longer. They were going to be dead. And just the fact that you can come and see them now swooping, and, you know, we saw, what, 8, maybe 10 of them just in the last half hour. It's pretty thrilling.
Well, Sean, like you, I've done some eagle watching in Alton, Illinois. It's also on the Mississippi River. And I remember that the pesticide DDT really knocked back the eagle populations.
Yeah, Lester, if you're of a certain age, you remember that DDT made the eagles' eggs thin and they couldn't breed. And so this was a very big concern in the early 70s. And then when DDT was banned, the eagles started coming back nearly everywhere in the lower 48 states.
So I guess every town along the Mississippi River has a little eagle-watching tourism going on.
Yeah, you can pretty much find them any weekend from mid-January to mid-February. And the organizers I've spoken to for these events say the real draw, though, is this environmental success story that actually gets a little better each season.
Okay, thanks, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Joyce Foundation and the USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can hear this report and get more information at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.